Brent Stick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at podcastone.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content. And today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. There's my friend Brett Vesley. And here we are waiting for Dick Toledo to whatever he's doing in there. He's getting Twix for everybody. He brought in a general store, for God's sakes. We can't stop eating candy.
We're going to be 40 pounds heavier by the time this thing's over.
We are so diabetic. This is ridiculous what we've done. We've turned into the deep south. We are the deep south. All we do is eat candy and drink soda. It's insane. But this is the morning sickness. I'm ready to go. What were you just showing me? It was a mug?
Yeah, I got a text last night from some random saying MDC. They're polling, and then it's basically finding out where you stand.
Yeah.
If the election was held today.
Oh, okay.
And then after the fact, I get immediately a text back breaking. If you chip in $30 right now, you get your Law and Order Trump mug.
So you answered the text.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I wanted to answer it either way to see what the text was.
Well, so you know what it is. It's a Russian phishing site. You are now part of the problem.
Yeah, so the next... no, not yet. Not until I get my mug.
They're not looking around right now. They're digging around inside your information and selling it, and you're going to vote 145 times in Alabama. Yeah, I don't know what works and what doesn't. I've been getting a lot of that too, like weird texts saying, "Hey, take this survey real quick and tell us." And I'm like, "Well, who the hell are you? How did this happen?" And it's because I'm on AccuWeather and the face app thing. It changes your face. And I was reading the other day that Instagram can basically you're most hackable. I have. Right now, I'm dealing with this thing where my identity's been stolen. Not mine, Megan's, but together. And somebody's using it for their LLC. So it's tax fraud, and it's on my taxes. So looking into it just the other day, because I was talking to the IRS guy who's been awesome. He's like, "Look, I'm looking into it," because he's got all these things saying, "This LLC, you didn't pay taxes." I'm like, "Not mine." And he goes, "This LLC, you didn't pay taxes." I'm like, "Not mine." We go down this list, and he's like, "Yeah, you're a victim of identity theft. You got to figure this out." And I'm like, "Well, how?" So I start looking. It's Instagram. I guarantee it. It's the first day. Megan's on it all the time. That thing is so hackable and disgusting. It's unreal how, like, the first thing it said was, "Watch your Apple phone," which I have. They're like 23 times more likely to be hacked an Apple phone than any other service. Wow. And it isn't Apple's fault. It's just there's so many of them, right?
Yeah.
So there's more. And so you look at it like, well, that's volume. Instagram. That thing is a complete setup for you to give your information away. It's insane. Insane. And you start reading about it, and it's like the identity theft comes from that. They get in your phone account number is your social security number. So once they have that, they get a couple passwords in. That's missing from forever. So, and you can change your passwords.
So my 1234,
your password of 1234, exclamation point. Tricky bastard.
Your password of password isn't
right,
working
anymore. Password one. Figure that out. But yeah, so I was looking at it, and I'm like, man, oh man. So, you know, it's been nothing really bad has happened with it outside of the IRS calling going, "How many companies do you have you're not going to pay taxes on?" I'm like, none.
Any good ones?
Not really. No, there was one that is an event coordinator and planner in Wyoming.
Oh.
There's a painting company in Atlanta. And he even said, he goes, "None of this makes sense." Like, looking deeper into this, none of this makes sense. He goes, "But it's on your taxes from 2016 to this year." And he said, "So we're going to go through this every year till we figure it out." And I'm like, "Ah, you can't just drop it." And he goes, "No, Because if you're doing it, and then he can't give me any information.
They don't know if,
they don't know if I'm,
it.
I'm legit or not. Yeah. So he's like, I can't. And he said, I can't give you any information on it because that would give you ways out.
So that person with the LLC is not paying any taxes.
No. They've started a little part of this company.
Yeah.
And it's basically on someone else's Social Security. So they're collecting the money and probably paying taxes on it, you know, checks and things, but they're not paying like. So it's just identity. It's basically coming back on Megan.
IRS glitch where they've mixed it up.
Well, that's what I told them. I'm like, how can you audit me when your information's all wrong? I'm like, you're asking me to get my papers in order, and I'm not trying to be a dick because the dude's been great. Craig, he's been awesome. And I'm like, you're trying to get my papers in order and say that I have to have everything straight. You guys don't have anything right. And you know how they tell you to stop it? This is the craziest thing. And I'm just, you know, there's nothing telling tales out of class. He said, you just need to write us letters saying that's not yours. And I'm like, I can write you letters telling you all sorts of stuff I don't own. And I'm like, what does that do? And he goes, it legally binds you. Like, basically, you're writing a letter saying, I don't own that. And then you sign it. And then they have it. And if it turns out you did, now your perjury and fraud and all that stuff lays on you. So I'm like, I'm happy to write, I don't own this company. But yeah, the painting company was some money that they made and didn't pay any company taxes for. So it's weird. But, yeah, Instagram was the first thing that kept popping up. If your identity's been – do you have an Instagram account? And I don't. But the person whose identity was stolen does.
Yeah.
It's like, that's it. I can almost guarantee it. It's the first thing on – Netflix is another one. And my Netflix account's been hacked twice.
I can only imagine there's how many abilities that they have to between the streaming services, like you're saying, the Netflix, the – Instagram, social media.
My Netflix all of a sudden wouldn't work. I couldn't get my password to work, and I called, and I'm like, I can't get it back. My email's been changed, and everything's like, you got hacked. He even narrowed it down to where it was in India, and he's like, yeah, you're gone. And he goes, you just have to start over. I'm like, okay. Like, so they have everything. He goes, they've got everything. And that's it. I changed my password. I changed my email. They've got everything they need from that. Right out of that. So it's horrifying.
I've gotten hacked twice.
Isn't it crazy? On Netflix?
No. Once apparently I was ordering stuff from J. Cole, and I'm like, who the hell is J. Cole? I don't even know what this is.
I'm looking at you. I've never seen a J. Cole anything on your body.
I'd look through the catalog. I'm like, there is nothing on this damn thing I would ever wear. Are you kidding me? And then another time, my ex-wife was going through the bills and goes, what did you order at Staples for $400? I'm like, you think I've ever even been in a Staples, for Christ's sake? Come on. Yeah.
I had mine swiped when I lived in L.A. back in 2000, and that was before computers, so they had gotten into my bank account.
Ooh.
And I looked at my bank account, and it was pretty much empty, and I'm like, that's not right. So I called, and they're like, well, you've been writing checks like crazy for cash. I'm like, have I now? And the checks that came, because I found one in my that was when they used to mail your checks after they'd cleared back to you. One was a big, giant pink block, like almost a joke check that you'd won some sort of lottery, and it was typed. And my account number was typed on the bottom of it. And I'm like, who took this check? And the dude was floating them at hardware stores and box stores and stuff. And
out of state, right?
Or no, it was right there in town. And one was for 10 grand. And it, you know, at the time, it bounced pretty hard, actually, probably to the moon. And the bank's like, well, we just need you to sit tight until we have another check come through. And luckily, somebody at a Home Depot, the guy was writing another $10,000 check at the Home Depot, was like, hold on just a second. And he went over to talk to his manager because this pink check that just was written out to cash for thousands of dollars. And the guy's like, we're not doing this. We're Home Depot. Are you crazy? And so he called the cops, and that guy got caught. And he had my account and everything. He had tons more coming in than checks he was writing for me. And then it took a month before, at the time, Washington Mutual even gave me my own money back. It was a nightmare, and I can't imagine what it would be like now to chase that down digitally, because this was a physical check with a physical human being.
Yeah.
You laugh at my low credit score.
Yeah, your low credit score.
Never been hacked.
You think it's because I'm a highfalutin high credit guy?
Yep.
At the time, I'm not so sure that's the case. But yeah, so it's crazy. So yeah, I'm weary, and I'm getting a ton of them, of weird little texts and emails that are coming in right now. And are you guys getting the one that says, hey, your UPS package?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Everybody's getting that one, too. And it's a hack.
I get several a week.
Really?
Yeah, and it says my name.
So does mine. I mean, hey, John, we have your package. Yeah. It went to the wrong place. You want to come pick it up? Answer me
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not answering any of this, but I've gotten a few. You're getting a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked to someone else. I probably would have said who, because it was one of them said, hey, it's your neighbor down the road. I have your package. Give me let me know if you want it back. Yeah. And then the next one had a email address attached that didn't look like a real email address. Said, click here and I'll get it back to you. And one was like, I'm getting a bunch, but they've slowed down in the last week or so. You haven't answered them, have you?
No.
It's weird.
It helps that on that particular one, although it made me check, is I've got a account for both.
What do you mean?
A business account for USPS and a business account for UPS. Right. And they usually, you'll get that direct. But
it still makes you think, though. Oh, somebody's got one of my, what did I order? Yeah, because there's many orders.
Or am I sending stuff out that all of a sudden is getting sent back?
Yeah. It's weird, but right now is a really strange thing about, like, because my phone's doing strange stuff. And that thing you answered, and you're going to get that mug now?
Yeah,
you're done. You're done. See you, buddy. We're going to find your bloody bones in a golf course sand trap soon. Yeah, I don't answer anything. I'm worried about all of it. And then you talk to, like, cop. Don't talk to police officers at all about that. Oh, yeah, you're done. Like, you're done. That's it. You answered it? Yeah, you're done. You got probably 6,000 eyes on you right now that are... They're in your bank account. Just you're finished. That's it. You're done. And don't talk to an IRS guy about it because they're pretty much like, oh, yeah, this is not good.
I heard that part of it with the UPS thing and it says your name and everything. They're waiting for you to respond saying, that's not mine.
Right.
Oh, because then it confirms your name.
Right.
Then they got you.
And it confirms you're real.
And evidently, once you click, like, I don't know how it works because I'm a decent person.
Right.
But, once you answer it, they're in your phone. Like it opens some sort of portal into your stuff. Like they can text you and not get in, but once you invite back, that's when the hack starts. So, and your phone is key. But that Instagram thing, reading about that, man, I don't know why any of you people are on that thing. If you look at how easy it is to get into your life through Instagram, and you think it's just cute pictures of your pets and your kids and your food.
That's all it is.
Brady, you believe it? Be warned. Because, man, read about how easy it is for those guys to get into Instagram. And then the user agreement with Instagram is pretty much like, sure. Anybody's allowed in. We have safety protocols, but we can't control any of that. They're just off the hook.
And Oracle just partnered up to keep TikTok alive.
TikTok's just awful, too. But, yeah, I was reading about all this hack stuff. Your text, your email, that's real easy. And we're all doomed on that. But you just think about all that stuff you've given up, and it's crazy. But, Brady, I'm going to be happy when you're drinking out of that mug that I'm going to call hack mug. That you get.
The Law and Order mug.
Your Law and Order mug. Is it a picture of Trump? It says Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Like NBC's Law and Order? Does it at least steal the logo?
It says Law and Order.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I want to see you. I want to see you swigging a little squirt out of that. I think that would be nice. Law and Order mug. I get coin offers all the time. They're constantly saying, "You want Trump coins? We got Trump coins.
The Danbury Mint."
And I get the emails that constantly say, I get the mint, and they constantly say, "We missed you. Here's a great offer on like 300 new coins." I'm like, what am I going to do with all this? Are they valuable? Can I use them in the vending machine? I'm not a coin collector.
It's like those Iraqi cards we used to get.
What?
Remember the Iraqi card set?
Desert Storm. I got those, but I didn't do that online. That's nothing like that because that's an actual collector's item. This is, to me,
The coins are too.
You think they are. The coins are just to get you to answer their emails. I evidently got on one side or clicked on an ad or something that got all these coins that sent to me.
And the gold, once a guy, they had them on one of the shows. They're electroplated. There's no value because the guy was over there melted on the gold.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're going to get about, I don't know.
Seven cents.
It's gold paint.
Yeah, you can't send out gold coins that much to people and say that, oh, this is like $1,500 an ounce. It's like, no, it's crazy. Yeah, we're all getting duped by a lot of stuff. But, yeah, so beware.
Plates, coins.
Yeah, everybody's texting in. Have you watched The Social Dilemma yet?
No, here it's amazing, though. Yeah.
It's frightening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What it is.
And the worst part is there's nobody to blame but us. We can sit and lash out at all that. You guys, me included, have all volunteered.
But it's interesting hearing it from the engineer's perspective, the people who put those apps together.
Because
they're like, sorry.
Yeah, they basically said this was all a trick.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, I watched a clip of that because a friend of mine sent it, said, because he knows about my IRS thing.
Yeah.
And he texts me and he goes, watch this. And it was a clip of one of the guys saying, we built this thing strictly to fool you into getting involved in our company. Yep. That's it. And to have access to your stuff for advertising.
We've become Pavlov's dog.
Well, we're way past the dogs. Yeah. Pavlov's rats, yeah. The ones that didn't get all the notoriety.
Right. The info I can only imagine that Amazon has.
Oh, yeah.
Disturbing. And we volunteer it. And then we sit back and go, hey, because you guys screwed me, but read that user agreement. There's a reason it's 45 pages long. It's because they know you're not going to. And that was the one thing in the clip I saw. The guy's like, look, that user agreement clears every one of these companies from what they're doing completely. The second you hit I agree, you've given it, like, anything that bad happens to you, it doesn't fall back on them. It's crazy. Yeah, I've heard about that documentary. But we'll see. It's a weird, weird situation and a super weird time. So be careful. Brady, don't buy that mug. Let me buy it for you. Send me that email. I'll do it.
He'll buy it under one of his LLCs. Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's company expense.
I'll buy it under my horn and I forget what it was called. Horn and antler event planning in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how. And I want to call those companies, but I'm not allowed. Because if I make contact with them, I look like I'm in cahoots. So I can't. But I want to call. I'm like, hey, check your records for this Social Security number and tell me who the hell this is. And that's what the IRS is doing right now and the fraud prevention and all this other stuff. But, yeah, I can't talk to these people. And it's easy because I can get a hold of their company. I can get a hold of people that they're saying it's theirs. The painting company, Atlanta, is thriving, by the way. My painting company I don't own, doing very, very well.
Nice job.
Yeah. That painting company I don't own is just kicking ass.
Smart investment.
Keep it rolling.
Let me tell you this. From 2016, when I started this thing, evidently, really kind of low numbers. Five figures. We're talking about, a decent painting company, but I didn't make a lot off of it, off my fake. And then the next year, it doubled. And the year after that, it doubled again. We're getting close to like $500,000 worth of money for this painting company.
It's important to have something to fall back on, John, when you get done with this.
That's right. You know what?
Why don't you call
it's
them?
It's my retirement, my fake LLC.
You should call them, contact them, because nothing bad will happen on this. But say, look, I know what you're doing. You've got my cut me in on this deal.
Well, yeah.
Sure,
just say,
call him from his phone.
Right. Yeah, let me call him. Hey,
he'll threaten him.
Fine. Hey, yeah. Guys, yeah, it's me. The guy who's part owner of your company didn't know it. I want in on this. You guys are clearing a lot of dough.
Silent partner.
What's our P&L, sir? Where's your profit margin? Because I need to know how
and
much
it really starts booming. They're like, John, what are these checks?
Look, that's a good retirement. If it's lucrative, I'll happily like say, hey,
right.
We did
you
great
gotta
here.
Take a
I'm
look
in.
At
I'm
it.
In on this. At first, it started as stealing. It's like Catch Me If You Can. He was floating checks and running, and the next thing you know, he works for the government helping him out. That would be me.
And now, if you get in on that painting company, you can buy all the spray paint
for my
Marcy
mom.
And his business right off.
Maybe my mom did it. I haven't asked her. I didn't even, they always say that the crimes are the people right next to you. Maybe she did it. Who knows? I got to see if Marcy LLC is the...
Itemize that.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, so be careful, Brady. Don't start taking surveys on text that you don't know. But that's,
wow.
And I guarantee you that comes from your Instagram. Everything I've read about Instagram.
Probably.
You start getting those texts, it's because you've got an Instagram account and somebody got in. If you've got Instagram, if somebody wants to, they're digging and they'll just grab you. They grab something. But it's not, there's no avoiding it at this point. Everybody with this magical.
Cat's long out of the bag.
Putting toothpaste back in a tube, which is nearly impossible, although all of us have tried.
You just try and make smarter decisions about how you use that stuff now.
You're dumb.
Watch that social dilemma.
Thing. Yeah. This phone in your hand. It doesn't matter what apps or whatever things you've got.
What was the first thing you changed?
Well, I'd already taken Snapchat off of Alex's phone, but TikTok is going to be gone now. And I'm having to sit him down and just to show him that show, just so that he knows every time he goes through his Instagram feed and all he does is sit there and tap on him, which gives the double heart or whatever.
Right.
On everything. I'm like, why do you care? Yeah. I mean, pick one that you really like that really speaks to you, but you're going through and all you're doing is tapping on every photo that you like. So it's part of your feed.
Does it register with anybody his age, though? Or,
no.
is he one of those people like, I'm not doing anything wrong. They can look around. Because that's the dumb mentality that I've always hated about people who are like, I don't care. Look in my house.
That scares me because his identity, he's got nothing.
Yeah.
So if they steal his identity, they got a clean slate.
Yeah, that's the ones they
want. That's the one. Yeah, right. That's the one I'm worried about.
Yeah. They steal your identity. The next thing you know, they're in debt.
Please.
I want people to steal Toledo's identity because they'd be in a financial nightmare.
Please.
I stole some guy's identity and now I got creditors calling me.
Jesus, what happened? I got student loan debt now? Yeah.
You'd actually call that guy and say, hey, thanks for taking that burden off my back.
Enjoy those calls, pal.
Enjoy ducking that door.
The scary part is, too, like my parents even get this stuff. And I look at some of the stuff that they get, and I'm like, who the hell's going to fall for this? But old people, they're not used to this. I've had to fix a few things for my mom that she's clicked on stuff. Yep. And,
well, that's
don't know.
The old days, just a few years ago, of just calling old people and you know, the televangelists and stuff, and they get a hold of a number, they'd think, well, if they call me, they know me. It's weird. But, yeah, now it's real easy to get to, you know, your folks. My folks are like, hey, I got this email the other day that said you were sick.
Yeah.
So I answered back, and that's all. They try to fool you by once they know names or they know your
prescriptions.
Your yeah,
you're a little low on the. You're underpaid by $10.
And my dad would. I know his first reaction. Who is this? He would answer it, and that's all they're looking for. You can even text back "F off." That's all they're looking for. It's crazy. So good morning. How are you? Everything good?
Feeling safe.
Feeling safe? Sure. Feeling strong? Hey, the election's coming up. Answer your text. We're going to – and you know what? By all means, listen to KUPD on the KUPD app because, you know, there's nothing we're doing either. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. Yeah, just keep tapping. Tap that app, we say, over and over. And then now, and for the
nothing
people –
to see here.
And let me – real quick, because after I say tap that app, we have to talk to the sponsors of the app. That was me saying KUPD listeners are the best. It has nothing to do with us stealing your identity. Overlords. Yeah, good luck with that. But yeah, that Instagram thing had me and iPhones had me. And I'm like, well, then you look in the next. You know what the ones that never get hacked are? I forget what it is. One of them is an African-American owned cell phone company. I can't remember the name of. But they make iPhones, and it's all black-owned, black-operated, and they make a quality product.
Oh, yeah, I saw
yeah,
a story and, on that.
It's supposed to be just fine. The thing never gets hacked.
Is that going to be Boys in the Hood, too?
Yeah, because
Furious is going to be telling you all about it.
Yeah, Furious is making cell phones, Trey. It's amazing. So, and that one doesn't get hacked because nobody has it.
Right.
And that's the bigger thing. So we all march in line. We all have our stupid phones, and just enough of us have made it real easy for idiots and other places to get into our lives. So by all means, take a photo of your bacon and egg tartare that you're having today at Buck and Ryder and fire that up on Instagram because it's totally worth you losing all of your money over. Crazy. Makes you want to crawl in a hole sometimes.
Yeah.
Get away from all this stuff, which is also impossible. But I've never understood that argument. Well, I got nothing to hide. Go ahead and come get me. Like Toledo's saying, you'd be broke. You stole my identity. They're not stealing your money.
Right.
They're doing horrible stuff, and you're going to pay for it. And you may not have money now, and you're going to get it later. But kids are the worst. Like, they're stealing babies' social security numbers, and yeah, they want a clean slate. It's awful. I'm sure Kirby's got 40 or 50 painting companies as well, Brady.
They're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully you guys are seeing a nice profit from that. Going to be a good Christmas. That's great. Be careful. Don't answer anything. But just listen, tap that app, KUPD. Very happy to help you. Okay, now I got all the legalities out of the way. Let's get a wake-up song. 602-585-9800. We'll get a good one, and we'll scream it together safely. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.
KUPD. You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.